Louisa cried ecstatically. There is the coast of England, Arabelle. Soon we will be home. I am longing to see your home, said Arabelle Ragnac, in her pretty accent. She was French and had become Louisa's closest friend in l'École des Anges, the Paris finishing school, where they had both spent the last 2 years. Now Louisa was on her way home, taking Arabelle with her for a visit. It's strange to think how I disliked being sent to finishing school, Louisa mused. I just wanted to stay at home with the dogs and the horses. Oh, Arabelle, just wait until you see our stables filled with so many lovely, lovely thoroughbreds. Yes, you have told me about them so many times, Arabelle replied, amused. My dear friend, you are horse mad. Oh, yes, Louisa agreed happily. I cried at leaving them. I didn't want to go to the School of the Angels. It would be harder to find anyone less like angels than we were on that first day, Arabelle laughed. But Mama said I had to learn to be a great lady, ready to take my place in society. She said if I married a man in a high position, I must be a credit to him, and to be able to speak French fluently, and preferably Italian and German as well. At finishing school, she had perfected not only languages, but deportment and all the social skills. She could play the piano, sing, draw, and dance all the fashionable dances. She also read the newspapers and took an intelligent interest in the world. This, of necessity, involved a delicate balance. Her mama had impressed on her that young ladies were not supposed to appear too clever and must never, on any account, seem knowledgeable about politics. On the other hand, a wife was expected to take a well-informed interest in her husband's affairs. So, Louisa had learned to acquire many opinions, and kept them to herself. Now she was 18, and ready to face her destiny, whatever it might be. She had a tall, elegant figure and a pretty face, surrounded by flowing light brown curls. How to dress elegantly was one thing she had gladly learned in Paris. The fashions of the day, with their tight waists and huge bustles, suited her shape admirably. Now she was wearing a blue velvet travelling dress, trimmed with braid, and a matching blue velvet hat with a cheeky little feather. Her feet were neatly shod in black kid boots, and wherever she went, heads turned. It was not just her looks that people admired. She boasted a vivacious spirit and a charm that captivated everyone who met her. And her wide blue eyes held a delightful air of candour, and her smile combined innocence and mystery in a way that was intriguing. More than one young Frenchman had lost his heart to her. Louisa had smiled kindly on them all, but flirted with none of them. But the other girls at the school had flirted madly. At night, they told stories, giggling about their conquests. Louisa had listened and dreamed. "And are you going to marry a man in a high position?" Arabelle asked, as they leaned on the rail and watched Dover Harbour coming slowly closer. "I have no idea. It does not matter, as long as I love him and he loves me. What does his position matter?" "That is admirable," Arabelle agreed. "But a good position is nice, too. Perhaps your parents have already chosen a husband for you." Louisa shook her head. But she could not dismiss this idea as completely as she would have liked. She had always known she was being groomed to make a brilliant marriage. She was her parents' only child, and all their hopes were fixed on her. She was also a little troubled by the visit her mama had paid her a few days ago, to say that she must return home at once. "But mama," she had protested, "it's only November. Term does not end until just before Christmas." "I know, my darling, but I miss you so much. We will go home now." Her mother's soft speech often lightly concealed a determination that nothing could sway. But Louisa did not think of that at this moment, because Mama's next words were, "And we will arrange a big coming-out party for you." Louisa had given a cry of delight and clapped her hands. "Oh, Mama, I would love it," she said. "But it will be a real grown-up party, won't it? The parties you have given me in the past have been for children." Her mother laughed. "You had to grow up first before we..."